everyone. Let's start today's ceremony in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 让我们安静我们的心，开始我们今天的纪念仪式。以圣父、圣子和圣灵的名义，我们一起低头祷告。Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fulfillment of all the blessings you have upon Timothy Ip, who has been set apart by you and will be ordained into the ministry of the new covenant to serve you as a pastor, preacher, prophet, and a servant. God, we pray that you will possess him in all of his duties, that he may live in your love and mercy. Begin and end every day with you. Please renew his faith and recharge him whenever he feels weak. We praise you for all you have done and you will be doing through this imperfect, but obedient and devoted vessel, so he may be the blessing to the others. Bring him joy and peace and use him as your instrument in every act and every prayer for however long and in whatever he does, so he may serve you and please you. We pray in Jesus' name. 主，我们在这里纪念你在 Timothy Ip 身上成就的大事。主要是你将他分别为圣，成为合你所用的器皿，要在他的身上预备行各样的善事。主要今天是他生命的新的起点，愿你大大的使用他，保守看顾他。当他信心软弱的时候，求你刚强他；灵命软弱的时候，求你复兴他，让他同那倾心祷告主的人一起追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平，让他所言所行的都能荣耀你，成为多人的祝福，让他能一生爱你，一生敬拜你，一生不回头。我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。 大家请坐。Now it's time for the scripture reading. Let's read in unison, Hebrews 12:1-2. Here we go. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking into Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们用中文再读一遍，希伯来书12:1-2，来一起来。我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
James 1:19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。
Pastor, Paul. Oh, wait one more. Thessalonians first. 1 Thessalonians 2:6-8. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else. Even though, as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you, just as a nursing mother cares for her children. So we care for you because we loved you so much. We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our life as well. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
帖撒罗尼迦前书2:6-8和11-12，我们一起来。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
Sisters, and today is a great day for our church and for our pastor Tim Yip, and because this is his ordination, and it is also the first ordination of our new church, the East Bay Trinity Chinese Church. And today we are so honored to have Pastor Eddie Chang to come to be with us and to share a word of encouragement to Tim. So Pastor Eddie is from CCGC, Contra Costa Gospel Church. And to tell you the truth, my three sons were baptized in the church. Yeah. I don't know which one is baptized by Pastor Eddie, but he's a very good pastor. And I like him I like you very much. And I heard his preaching, and I like his preaching too. 各位弟兄姐妹，今天我们非常高兴，是我们的牧师 Tim Yip 的大喜的日子。也是我们教会的东湾三一华人教会的大喜的日子。也是我们这个教会第一次安立牧师，因为这是新的教会。那么在这个聚会的里面，我们很需要上帝的话语。那么我就请到在康郡福音教会的 Eddie Chang 牧师，在我们当中跟我们给Tim 跟我们大家一些劝勉的话。Eddie 牧师来的教会就是这个康郡福音教会。然后是在 Wonder Creek 的，我自己的我家也住 Wonder Creek。我来到美国之后也是在 Wonder Creek 的康郡教会聚会。人还有我三个儿子都在这个康郡教会受洗的，所以我非常高兴今天也特别请到Eddie 牧师来到我们当中。我个人非常喜欢他讲道，所以我就想到我们今天这个案例的典礼的时候，我就想到请到他来。等一下他讲到的时候呢，我们就他有一个大纲，那么我就帮他翻译成为中文。对不起，我们就不会再站在他旁边去翻译了所以如果你直接看中文的弟兄姐妹，请要你辛苦了，要你看这个 PowerPoint 是中文的 ，PowerPoint 里面没有英语，只有中文。他讲的是英语 ，of course。好，谢谢，我们请。感谢。
Thank you, Pastor Fung, for your introduction and for allowing me to be here this afternoon. His three children were baptized in our church. At least one of them I baptized. But it's part of the deal. If we baptized in our church, I get to speak today. Okay, that was part of the arrangement. It really is my honor this afternoon to be here to represent the ordination committee for Pastor Tim's ordination. And when Dr. Fung asked me to come and speak this afternoon, I thought to myself, what should I talk about? You know, let's think for a moment. Let's think together of all the different responsibilities that go into being a pastor, all the things that you are going to require of this man, and sorry to say, his wife as well, right? We all know this is an ethnic church. It's a buy one, get one free. Maigasoinga, right? We all know that, okay? What are the responsibilities that they're going to ask of you? So should I talk about your responsibility in preaching the Word of God? Maybe that should be the focus of my sharing this afternoon. Maybe it should be your role in providing leadership and stability to this new church. East Bay Trinity Chinese Church is a brand new church. I know it's two churches that have come together. But again, you're going to be called on to be a leader of this church. A servant leader. Maybe I should talk about that this afternoon. What about your role in evangelism? For all of you who have friends and relatives who don't believe in Jesus and you have a hard time sharing the gospel to them, you're going to bring them to church and expect him to share the gospel. Maybe we should talk about that. Your role in presenting the gospel in an articulate, intelligent, interesting way to their friends. What about pastoral caring? What about your role, your responsibility in actually meeting the personal, deep, emotional needs of these people? What about discipleship? What about actually bringing along? There's so many young people here today. It's an honor to you, to Lily, that they're here to witness this. They all need guidance. They all need discipleship. Which of these things this afternoon should I spend my time talking about? I would say, and I think you know this, it's not a surprise to any of us, of all these different things that you're called to do, in my opinion, as I've reflected with the Word of God, as I've allowed the Word of God to speak to me, I think, and I think you would agree, that your primary responsibility of all these things is, in fact, to be the one to stand here and to proclaim the Word of God to people. They need to hear God's voice as they hear your voice. I know you know that. I know that that is not a surprise to you, that your responsibility, I would say your primary responsibility, is to be the voice of God for people who need to hear God's voice. Paul says it in 2 Timothy chapter 4. I'm sorry we didn't provide it for you in the bulletin. 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul says to his protege, his apprentice, Timothy. He says, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be ready in and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. I mean, let's be honest, it doesn't get any clearer than that. Those other things are really important, and they're going to look to you for those other aspects, evangelism, and discipleship, and leadership, and pastoral caring. But your primary function, you know it and I know it, is to preach the word of God. However, I don't want to talk about that today, because you already know it. Let me tell the rest of you, we had a fun time a couple of weeks ago in our ordination confirmation meeting. It was the few of us, and he was on the hot seat. We actually made the seat really hot, okay, so he was nervous, okay? And we got to pepper him with question after question, topic after topic, and when he gave a good answer, we would twist it and make it harder. And we would push him against a wall until finally, I remember, we were asking him about something, and purposefully we made it so difficult, so challenging, that his final answer, what do you do when this occurs? And he says, I listen to Dr. Fung. I listen to Pastor Fung. Good answer. That's the right answer. That, my friends, is how we get harmony in the church, okay? But what I would say that I took away from that in my interaction with you, Tim, is I have no doubt at all in your competency, in your intelligence, in your handling the difficult truths of the Word of God. I have no doubt that you are theologically sincere. I have no doubt that you are theologically serious. I have no doubt that you take your role as the proclaimer of the Word of God as your highest priority. I have no doubt about that. And neither should anybody here have any doubt that he's going to be wishy-washy in his theology. He's going to never water down the gospel, because we know that his heart for the Word of God is true. And let's be frank. As it concerns pastors and the need to preach, this is what we do. We are talkers by nature. That's how God made us. You know, in 1 Corinthians, Paul says that the church is the body of Christ, and some are hands, and some are eyes, and some are feet, and some are necks, and some are shoulders. When I called, when I gave my life to the Lord to serve him, as you've already done, I realized that day, God made me the mouth. That's my role. That's your role. And all these guys right here, this is what we do. You don't need to be encouraged to talk, because that's what we do naturally. What I would like to do, though, for the next few moments, and I'm only going to be for a few more moments here, I want to turn your attention to the other side, something that we don't do well. And that's the role for you to listen. You see, Pastor Fung asked me, what do you want to speak about? What passage of the Bible? And I said, well, I'd like to talk from James chapter 1, verse 19, a very famous ordination passage. Every ordination has this, right? No, I'm kidding. Everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. You know, sometimes I think that as pastors, we need to take to heart the first two. I know that I'm taking this passage out of context. I know that, which is a no-no. Okay, we don't do that. But for today, I want us to focus on those two phrases. Quick to hear and slow to speak. You see, because I tend to think in my time in ministry, my instinct, my gut reaction is to talk. People come and talk to me about their problems, and after they've already left my office, I think to myself, boy, I spoke more than they spoke. 80% of the time I was talking. They came here to talk to me about their problems, and I ended up trying to fix their problems by talking it out. Oh, I know your problem. I know the answer. Let me tell you the answer. Once upon a time, you know, and it goes on. I have illustrations in my talking. I have personal examples. I have stories and anecdotes. That's my instinct. And I think as pastors, we get so good at talking because that's what we do. We forget that sometimes we just need to listen. Sometimes people are going to come into your office and they've got a tremendous burden and they say, Pastor Tim, I want your advice. But really they don't. They don't want your advice. They say they want your advice. But really they just want you to listen. They just want you to listen and nod your head. That's a tough one. And they'll leave your office. Oh, I feel so much better. Pastor Tim is so wise. That's all he said. That's a tough one. How many times in my life as a pastor do I think to myself, my mistake was that I talked too much? When I disagree with my wife, I talk a lot. I have very good reasons why I did what I did. And why what I did was not wrong. I have very good reasons. I'm very articulate when I argue with my wife. When I spend time with my friends, I talk a lot. When we pray as a group, for some reason we are asked to pray a lot. Can I just share with you that our prayers are no better than your prayers? They're the same. You can pray just as good for the meal as we can. But we're asked to pray. When I spend time with people at church, I'm asked to talk. I find myself talking a lot. In counseling situations, I talk a lot. And yet I think about the passage, if you wouldn't mind putting it up again, the passage from 1 Thessalonians. The passage, particularly the first part, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Do we have that? I don't have my handout. Can you hand me my handout, please, Pastor Mark? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Says, we were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Sometimes as pastors, we think that we stop it. We shared with you the gospel of God, and that was it. And I think to myself, you know what? There is a place for us as men who are called by God to serve God's people simply to be God's ear. And in that way, I think that our mouth part becomes so much more effective. What am I trying to tell you, Tim? Stop talking. Stop talking. Not because you talk too much, not because your words are superfluous or unnecessary, not because your preaching is bad. Stop talking because we need to listen. And as we listen, we care. And as we care, those other things, the discipleship, the evangelism, the preaching, the leadership, all those things are so much better when we learn how to listen. I serve at Contra Costa Gospel Church, and many of you who are from, particularly those of you who are from the former San Ramon Valley Gospel Church, you may or may not know Pastor Richard Yu, Yutsepi Musa. I serve with Pastor Yu, Pastor Richard. I'll tell you one thing I've learned from that guy. That guy, he doesn't love the sound of his own voice. And he has taught me There are times we'll be in meetings and we'll be discussing some issue and there's disagreement, and I think to myself, Richard, just talk. Just, if you just open your mouth, this will go away. And I'll look at him and I'll kind of give an eye like, you know, we have like a signal. We've been working together for 16 years. We got a little signal, the bat signal. Come on, Richard, the Richard signal. Yeah, I'll raise my eyebrows and he'll just look at me and he won't say a word. And I leave sometimes irritated, frustrated, and then I think to myself, man, that guy's got tremendous wisdom. He knows to keep his mouth shut and allow the Spirit to do the work. And when he needs to, he does talk. But this is what I've learned from him, and this is what I'd like to pass on to you. As good as we get at talking, to be slow to speak and quick to listen. Congratulations to you, Tim, and to you, Lily, to your family. We're honored here to be a part of your ordination today. If you wouldn't mind, let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this afternoon, and we want to pray for Tim and for his wife, Lily, and for their baby. Lord, we thank you that you have called this man into your ministry to be your spokesman, to stand before people, and to proclaim your word to them. Lord, we ask that as you continue to grow him in stature and maturity in the years to come, that you would also help him to learn the value of listening, the value of caring with his life, caring with his ear, not always being so eager or quick to talk problems away, but to simply listen. And in that, in doing so, demonstrating your love for your people. Lord, would you bless him and his wife? Would you use them mightily? Would you use Tim's voice? Would you use his heart? Would you use his mind? Would you use his ear? Would you use their lives together to bless your church? In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you for the great message. And I have to learn from this message, too. I'm the one who do the most talking to. People in this church know about me. So a really great lesson for me to learn, too. Thank you. And now I would like to introduce Pastor Tim. I don't think he needs any introduction. In case that you're not familiar with him, I would say just a few words. 我就很快介绍一下我们今天被案例的这个 Tim 牧师，我相信你们不需要我介绍了，应该大部分人都认识他。如果你真的稍微不认识呢，我就讲一两句。You know what? The past year when we were doing the merger talk, 去年我们讲这个合并的聚会的时候呢。 The two elders of the Gospel Church told me about Tim. 两位的长老都跟我说这个关于 Tim 很简单, very simple. They told me Tim is a very humble person. He is a very kind person, and he is a very committed in his ministry. This is what they told me. 那么两位长老就跟我说 Tim 是一个很谦卑的人。 也是一个很柔和的人，也是一个很愿意委身于侍奉神的人。我觉得这几个方面已经非常重要了。So I feel this is so important, and he has the core qualities. 还有一个这个很重要的，除他，I got missed it, you know. I translate for myself. And the other thing you need to know is after his college, he went to Fuller Theological Seminary. And got his MDiv degree, the past December, right? 那么他大学毕业以后，他就去到这个 Fuller 神学院，拿到他的 MDiv 学位，这是去年12月的时候。Fuller is a very renowned seminary. Fuller 是一个非常有名的学校，所以这是我不要多介绍了。还有我多讲一两句。So I one more word for our ordination committee. We have five pastors. Including six pastors, including Yes, six, including me, yes. And today, Pastor Mark of the Presbyterian Church, this church, the senior pastor, he will do a report for the ordination committee. And then he will ask the congregation to say your yes to this ordination. 今天我们就请到这个长老会的主任牧师Mark牧师在我们当中给我们一个这个案牧委员会的报告，等一下就让会众来说赞成这个报告，连同我们的案例听作为我们牧师。 好，刚才CCG的Eddie牧师我们介绍过了。 And then we have another committee member is Pastor Robbie, is from the MBC. And then also we have Pastor Eugene. Eugene is from CCIC, am I correct? Yeah. And then we have Pastor Ben Chung. Ben Chung is from San Francisco Chinese Baptist Church, a church I have been the senior pastor. Yeah. So we've been colleagues together. So today, actually, we have a combination of churches together that their pastor coming to ordain our pastor team. So 今天我们有不同的好几个的教会的牧师来到我们当中。 我心里想，I thought that it looked like a small ecumenical effort, 是一个一起合一的一种努力，because we have different pastors from different denominations and traditions coming together, 因为有不同的牧师，有不同的传统而来，所以非常重要。And by the way, I can speak a few words on ordination too. 我希望可以讲一两句关于的案例成为牧师的话，the reason is that I want to clarify some confusion, especially in the Chinese churches. 因为我希望能够澄清一些，特别是在华人教会里面一些误会。And I would say confusion or misunderstanding about ordination, 就关于这个案例的一个错误的理解。For many Chinese churches, people felt that if you ordain someone or ordain a minister to be a pastor, it's kind of a promotion for him. 就是当你安立一个人成为牧师的时候，就是把他升级了。希望你听得我读，讲我这个，sorry for my Mandarin. So some churches, they have a minister, they call minister or evangelist. This minister or evangelist will stay for 5 or 10 years and wait for a long time until he got promoted and then ordained to be a pastor. 好多在华人教会里面，好多牧师呢，我们说是传道人，他成为传道人可能经过5年、10年，然后呢才被安立成为牧师。那么这个就给会众一个印象，就是他是被提升了。 So it gives a false impression that he's promoted. 这不是按理的意思。This is not the meaning of ordination. I would like to tell the true meaning of ordination. 我愿意跟大家讲这个案例的真的意义。This is especially from my study as an early church father and then the Reformation. 这个跟我从研究古代的教父跟这个宗教改革的改革家。 For them, and actually in the New Testament, 对这些教父、早期教会还有新约圣经里面说, ordination is not promotion. 案例不是圣级, ordination is first a recognition by the congregation. 案例是一个会众承认这个人在我们当中成为传道人服侍我们。 And then the second point is ordination is a commission. 案例是差遣，我们承认他，然后我们差遣他在我们这里聚会来侍奉，甚至在其他地方来侍奉上帝。So this is the true meaning of ordination. And for this reason, after Tim's graduation, and for some time he has been in our church serving together, the church already recognize him as a pastor, our pastor, especially for our youth. So Tim 在我们当中已经侍奉有些日子了，然后他神学毕业以后，我们教会就承认他就是我们的传道人，我们牧师，然后我们也差遣他，这个就是案例的意义，所以这个就是我们今天案例的意义了。 Okay, I talk too much, but 我说话太多了，我就让 Pastor Mark 来给我们一个这个Ordination Committee 的报告。我会为他翻译 ，Pastor Mark, please.
Thank you, Pastor Fung. It is my pleasure and honor to be here today. Thank you so much for this invitation.
这是我非常的喜欢，很荣誉，给我在这里跟大家来做这个报告。谢谢。
I would like to read the recommendation of the Ordination Committee.
我愿意把这个这个案例委员会的这个报告读出来。
On Saturday, March 31st, Tim Ip appeared before an ordination committee to be examined for ministry.
在3月31号星期六 ,Tim 就在我们案务委员会里面 出现跟我们讲话。
The committee consisted of Reverend Darren Fung, EBTCC.
这个 committee, 这个案务委员会就包这成员是我冯中强牧师就是这个教会的。
Reverend Edward Cheng, CCGC.
还有 Edward Chen, 就是 CCGC 抗菌教会的。
Reverend Eugene Chu, CCIC.
还有 Eugene Chu, 牧师是基督徒会堂。
Reverend Robbie Leung.
还有 Robbie Leung 牧师。
Reverend Benjamin Chung, SFCBC.
还有钟牧师他就是三藩市浸信会的牧师。
Reverend Mark Wallen, SRPC.
还有Reverend Mark, 他就是这个长老会的主任牧师。
Tim Ip was examined on the following topics.
Tim 就在以下的题目我们就跟他就研究探讨。
His background in the Christian faith and call to ministry.
这个也包括他这个信仰的背景，还有他的蒙召是怎样蒙召。
His responses to EBTCC's statement of faith.
还有他对这个我们新的教会。这个三一东湾三一华人教会的信仰的忠诚和接受
，theology，
他的神学
，practical ministry，
还有他实用的神学，服务侍奉的神学。
Mr. Timothy Ip was fully examined by the committee over a two-hour period.
那么Tim 牧师就经过两个小时去对他进行这查问。
Having met all requirements and qualifications, it is our unanimous recommendation that Tim Ip be ordained to the office of Associate Pastor at EBTCC.
他就能够符合了我们所有的问题还有这个教会的要求，所以我们呢就奉主的名呢，我们就说我们可以案例他成为牧师，我们就可以给各位这样的建议。
If you are in agreement with this recommendation, please say yes.
如果你同意这个的建议第一，给你报告，请你说 yes， 是 yes。
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Okay, this is the time. 我们现在案例听牧师，我们请另外五位的牧师上来，我们也请听牧师上来。We have all our pastors that come to the stage.So we will have Tim Liu before us, and then Pastor Mark will say a prayer for him. We'll lay hand on him, and I will do the translation.
Lord Jesus, through the laying on of hands, we confirm your call to the ministry in the life of Tim Ip.
主耶稣啊，我们借着这个按手，我们确认。你自己呼召 Tim 成为你的仆人来做传道的工作。
Thank you for the life you have given him and for the gifts you have generously given for ministry.
谢谢主给他的新的生命，还有你自己丰丰满满的把恩赐给他，让他可以服侍你。
Thank you for the affirmation of this congregation.
也感谢主你让我们的会众能够一同的承认接受他这个呼召。
Your word tells us that every believer is called into service and ministry for you.
你记得话语说，每个相信你的人都有主呼召来侍奉你。
But there are some who you ask to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
但是有一些 人当中，你就呼召这些人来建立你自己的会众。
Tim is such a person.
主啊 ，Tim 就是这样一位。
There are some you ask to shepherd your flock.
有些人是主所差遣要建立牧养群羊的。
Tim is such a person.
Tim 也就是一这样一个人。
So we ask Lord Jesus that you will strengthen and guide him.
所以我们主耶稣啊，我们祈求你加力量给他，也给他你自己的引导。
We ask for wisdom and for compassion.
我祈求主你给他智慧，也充满了你自己的爱。
We ask for courage and for grace.
我们求你给他这个勇气还有爱心。
We pray for his marriage to Lily.
我们也为他跟他的姐妹莉莉 的婚姻来祷告。
May it be a reflection of Christ's love for the church.
让他们的生活，家庭生活能够反映耶稣基督在教会里的大爱。
May it be a reflection of Christ's tenderness, service, and grace.
也能够反映主耶稣的温柔，主耶稣的谦卑的侍奉。
May his ministry come from a deep and close relationship with you as Savior and Lord of his life.
让他的侍奉能够从一个很深深的对神的爱、神的认识里面的力量而来。
Help us to welcome Tim as a pastor and partner in the gospel.
也帮助我们所有的人，我们作为牧师还有会众一起的来欢迎他、接受他在我们当中的侍奉。
Help us to respect him and pray for him as he serves and leads.
也帮助我们懂得去尊敬他，还有同他一同的合作侍奉。
We pray for a strong and faithful partnership with Pastor Darren and the church leaders.
我们祈求主，你要给我们 Tim 牧师跟 Darren 牧师能够一同的合作，一同同心的侍奉你。
And finally, we pray that today and until the end of his ministry.
我们也祈求从今天开始一直到他侍奉的完结的时候
Tim will hear your voice and your words, well done, good and faithful servant.
Tim 能够听到你自己的话，能够听到说你做得好，是我又良善又忠心的仆人。
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
我们这样祈求是奉父子圣灵的名这样祈求。 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.好了，谢谢。好，欢迎我们新的牧师 Tim 牧师，还有他的太太 Lily。现在的时候，我们给他一点点时间，他跟我们会众再分享，好不好？对啊。
Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. I'm incredibly honored and humbled that you've all come here and supported me. I want to give a few thanks. Thank you, Pastor Darren, for overseeing my ordination. I want to thank the pastors in my ordination committee, Pastor Ben, Pastor Eddie, Pastor Eugene, Pastor Mark, and Pastor Robbie. I also want to thank Lynn Kong, our youth deacon. Where's Lynn, our youth deacon, who has helped me so much with communicating with the parents, organizing rides, doing all sorts of hard work behind the scenes. I also want to thank Iona, our youth director, who just loves our youth so much and is much more caring and gentle towards them than I could ever be. To the youth and their families, thank you for your patience and trust. I want to thank my parents who are here. Thank you for your faithfulness to me and my two brothers. And lastly, I want to thank my wife, Lily, for her constant love and encouragement and support. Pastor Darren asked me to share a few words of encouragement, especially to the youth who are here. And I'm going to take Pastor Eddie's advice and keep my words few. So I thought I would just take us back to the first passage we read today, Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." In this passage, Hebrews uses this metaphor of a race to describe discipleship. And all of us are running in some race. What's the race that you are in? What is its destination, its goal? For some people, the race is what we call in English a rat race. And this is the endless pursuit of achievement, the race to get ahead in life, to accumulate wealth and prestige and happiness. I know for a lot of youth, maybe what you feel right now is that the race you're in is the race to college, or maybe the race to summer. Will you be satisfied when you arrive at your destination? Or will you be disappointed? Will you feel empty? Well, Hebrews tells us of a better race. It's a race that others have faithfully run before. It's a race that's worth throwing aside every weight, every distraction, and giving up any sin that clings to us. It's not necessarily an easy race. It will take endurance. And the ultimate goal and destination of this race is none other than Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When we arrive at this destination, when we come face to face with Jesus, we will not be disappointed, but we will be filled with joy and gratitude and worship. And so to the youth especially, I want to say this. Each of you is called to run this race. And you must choose whether or not you will follow Jesus. I can't make this choice for you, and neither can your parents. But at the same time, it's not a race that we run alone. Your parents, your leaders, your aunties and uncles here, myself, Iona, we are all here in pursuit of Christ together. So my hope is that we will be like the runners that Hebrews describes. In everything that we do in youth group, in all the fellowship activities, in the teaching, in the games, the retreats, even just the hanging out, we've tried to make Jesus our aim, our goal, our destination. And so in a nutshell, that's my hope, my vision, my goal for the youth ministry and for all of us here is that we would run as those who run towards Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, who is the founder and perfecter of our faith. And we pray that you would turn our hearts and turn our eyes towards Jesus. And that we would see Jesus in his death, in his resurrection, and in his glory. And Lord, we pray that in seeing Jesus, we would be filled with your Holy Spirit to run the race that is set before us. We pray that we would run it with endurance, that we would run it with love and with building each other up. And so, Lord, we thank you that we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us. And we pray, Lord, that you would sustain us in our race and in our pursuit of you. We thank you and praise you. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I missed one very important point and step, and it's our pastor and the church will present him a certificate for being an ordained pastor. I would like to invite all the pastors to come up again, and we will present this to him, and we will take a picture with him. Pastor today.